This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yahee! Welcome, America! That's right. This is the Invent America Show, part of the Home Talk USA radio family. We're just so excited to be back with you for a brand new year. And obviously, on behalf of all of us, the Genesis Communication Radio Network, Home Talk USA, King Broadcasting, the Invent America part of our show. We want to hope all of you had a great holiday season as we prepare for this upcoming year. Brand new topics, brand new technologies that we're going to be discussing here, and we're just excited. And we're also excited to have KFGO 104.7 FM, also KFGO 790 AM, both simulcast together. That's now tuning into the show down in the new North Dakota areas, the Fergus Falls areas. So we want to welcome all of you from that area. It's all about education and information, and that's what we do here each week and every week. Now I'd like to bring on my co-host. They call her the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Hey, Rita, welcome back.
Hello there. It is so nice to be back after, you know, the holiday. It's like, all right, it's time to get back to work now. And, you know, inventors have been calling me and saying, all right, you know, let's get these topics going. And we've got more people signed up to join us at the Inventor Roundtable, which is kind of our call-in version of the show where inventors can meet each other and ask questions this Thursday than we have had in a year.
Yeah, and tell us a little bit about this week's show. I know I've heard Pete Trevino with Spinal Tap. I think I've met him before, or I'm familiar with his technology, but we got a great show for our audience, right?
Well, we do. And after, you know, the holidays and everything, this show is kind of a reality check for our inventors and our listeners. You know, we're talking about inventors, you know, don't get bamboozled. And, you know, there's always conversations I have with inventors that it's like, oh, my God, we've got to talk about that on the show. It's, you know, there's not really a learning curve for inventing. They've got that aha moment, so they're off to the races, you know, finding out do they really have something they can file a patent on? How do they get a prototype done? And so often someone will tell them something that they want to hear as opposed to something that they should hear. And there's a difference.
Yeah. And Rita, to be honest with you, up until our show, there really was never a blueprint to from start to finish where you can go and say, okay, this is what you need to do before you do this. And you can't do, you know, C till you do B, and you can't do D till you do C. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Oh, absolutely. I always tell inventors, it's like you make your next business decision based on the information you gathered at the last step. So when they tell me, it's like, oh, well, I bought a book that tells me how to do it. It's like, Yeah, well, that's really good as fire starter, but most of them are really not worth the paper they're written on when it comes to inventing.
Yeah.
Because that learning curve is so important, and yet, you know, it's not like inventors would say, oh, yeah, I've done five of these and I know what I'm doing. No, this is the first one.
But why do inventors really do get bamboozled? What's the problem? It's just lack of education, lack of planning, lack of doing your research, or it's just a combination of all?
Well, part of it is, like I said, there's not a learning curve. So it's not like, well, I've done this five times, so I know the right yeah. steps, and I know when somebody is just giving me, you know, candy talk. And so, and that's it, is it, you know, an inventor, you know, they had their aha moment, and so they believe so much in what they've done, and they may have had family and friends that said, oh, this is so cool, you need to find a patent, you're going to be a millionaire, you get to buy an island, and all they can see is the island, and now how hard it is. You know, when I start giving them numbers and say, this is what you focus on, these are the reality numbers, it doesn't mean that you can't, you know, make some disposable income, but you're probably not going to buy the island. And so keeping feet firmly planted on the ground, making good business decisions, and yet the inventors say, well, you know, they want to hear, oh, yes, you're going to be a millionaire. And so it's so easy to get bamboozled when some, you know, scoundrel company out there says, oh, yes, you're going to be a millionaire, because that's what they really want to hear. So our job here on Invent America is, you know, the reality check. It's like, yeah. what do you do? You know, how do you make good decisions on
yeah.
this?
And one of the most important decisions after you really got maybe a hot product is whether or not you got to make that important decision whether or not you want to license the product or manufacture the product yourself. And that is a big question.
Exactly. And one of the things that sparked this conversation is, you know, when one of the inventors I had been, you know, talking to said, well, I've got an investor now, and he says, I'm going to make $25 million my first year. It's like, okay, that is too much candy talking.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, and then the investor wanted her to find family members who would match his contribution. It's like, okay, that is really too much candy talking.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, my goodness. It's like, you know, investors generally know how to take advantage of inventors. He will own all of her intellectual property by the time she's done. You know, we had another offer come in for an agreement where the licensee said, you have to assign all your intellectual property to us. And it's like, no, you don't. And wow. that's when we went back and we made the counter offer. They said, yeah, okay, we were just kidding. It's like, well, and how good is that supposed to make us feel about the way you're going to treat us in the future? So there's yep. just times when, you know, we're trying to give the information to all of America out there about the inventing process and how hard it can be. And if all you see is the top of the mountain and not each footstep in front of the other, you can get bamboozled.
Yeah, you're right there, Rita. But we've got a great show with some great guests. So can you just mention all three guests that we're going to have coming up?
Absolutely. Okay, Pete Trevino is our first one. He has invented an incredible spinal massager product. He's sending me one so I can try it out at the end of the week. And I cannot wait to get my hands on that. So brilliant inventor. He's got some stories to share. Ian Osborne out of Colorado, he has invented a whole array of products using LED lighting systems.
Wow.
A lot of experience. I sat with him in on one of his wow wake-up moments when it came to talking to an investor. So I'm looking forward to the stories he has to tell. And Don Skaggs is our expert on this one because he's an inventor. He's got products out there. But he runs the Kentucky Group, and I've been the guest speaker there a couple of times. But he's got some stories that he can tell as an inventor and dealing with inventors for years. I've known Don for probably 10 years. Probably not as long as I've known you, but for a long time.
We got to take a short break. Oh, my producer's saying we got to pay some bills. We're up against the clock on a hard break. So, hey, we're going to come back. You're listening to Home Talk USA, the Invent America show on the Home Improvement Network. Here, I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King, along with my sidekick, the Inventor Lady herself, Rita Crompton. We both will be right back with our first guest. Yahee! Y'all stay tuned now, you hear?
Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com. One of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back to the Invent America show on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. I am Michael King, the Cajun contractor, and along with Rita Crompton, we want to welcome all of you. Don't forget to check out our website at HometalkUSA.com, and all the information that you want is sitting right there, and it would take you to the Invent America, King Broadcasting. Everything you want to know about this show and our topics is sitting on our website. So, Rita, our first guest is what? Pete Trevino, right?
Yes, Pete Trevino. He is the inventor of spinal tap massage. And, you know, Pete had been in oil and gas almost all of his career and was forced into early retirement by a chronic back condition. And the spinal tap personal massager nearly completely saved his life. It was absolutely amazing. He was going to be spending the rest of his life in a wheelchair. And he had tried everything. And at a point where his massage therapist was going to be out for 3 months, Pete goes, I got to come up with something better. And he did. Pete, thank you so much for being on with us today. We are grateful.
Rita and Mike, I appreciate so much having the opportunity to come on with y'all.
And so tell our listeners a little bit about spinal tap massage. Because, one, you're sending one to me. I cannot wait to get my hands on it. But, you know, how did it save your life?
My first back injury was when I was 18 on a motorcycle, and it caused problems. And, of course, you know, back then, you just lived with them. And then the second serious injury was about 3 years later when I was 21 playing roughneck football. So my whole adult life, I had chronic back pain, acute back pain, then chronic sometimes as it would improve sometimes subside. But almost every major event in my life, from getting married to having a son, I was sitting there going, oh my God, my back is killing me. and as you age, it just continues to get worse and worse and worse. And I have had every that was possibly available. I had the money for surgery, but of course they tell you surgery would be the first of two, maybe three. In my condition, they wanted to remove the L4 and L5, if you're familiar with the spine, and replace it with cadaver bone. And of course they go in and kill all the nerves. That's why it quits hurting. And so I didn't want to do that. I knew I didn't want to do that. But as I got older and I had to leave work, I got to where I could barely walk, and it was time to do something else. So surgery was going to be my next option.
Yeah. Well, correct. You know, I was listening to you talk about this the other day, and it seems to me I heard you say you were riding your Harley again.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. One of my dreams is to have a Harley Davidson personal tap massager that they can put in their stores, because it will give their riders the relief they need after having a weekend or just a trip on their bike.
Yeah. But when you go from, you know, looking at life in a wheelchair to, oh, I was out riding my Harley over the weekend, that is a major improvement with a back problem.
Yes, it is. Yeah. If you're familiar with Harley Davidsons, they're incredibly heavy. I had lost so much muscle mass in my legs, I couldn't hold it up anymore. I couldn't sell it because I just loved to hear it run, you know, and that was about it.
So, over the years, you know, Well, we're talking about, you know, the things you learn and how easy it is that an inventor can get taken advantage of. So, you know, sometimes the inventors get so excited, you know, about their invention that, you know, it's easy for somebody to, oh, yeah, this is really wonderful. And the next thing you know, you've lost everything. So what can you share with our listeners that you learned the hard way?
There is no easy path for a first time. That is for sure. Every turn will be challenging, and every situation will take everything you've got to offer it. Don't expect a lot from your friends and family, because everyone knows the chance of an inventor going to market is less than 1%. And, you know, the first thing you hear is, oh, Shark Tank, Shark Tank. But then when you look into that, you know, you draw your opinions and make a decision. But I did, you know, I've spoken with a lot of people, yourself included, early on, and I invested almost $20,000 in an individual's company that was supposed to get everything going. He saw the value. He saw everything, how it could help. And I sent him a check. And yep. 2 months later, he closed his doors, and that money was lost.
Well, Pete, I tell you, it's a common story on this show. Me and Rita has heard that. Many times in the past, and because it is a hard process from start to finish. There's just no easy way of saying it, but if you could get the education and get a good blueprint together, then, you know, that's why we like doing this show, because I hate to say it, but we can use your, situation to make it better for others, because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that the technology can get to market. But I'm sure, what is next for Spinal Tap, though? What's your future? What you looking at to go?
Well, my massager is an incredible device. Seldom you'll hear an inventor say, you know, my invention saved my life. I'm not a doctor. But it did. It not only saved my life, it gave it back to me. And it put me in a position where I'm actually able to work out with weights. I'm lifting heavy weights now. Wow. And rebuilding muscle mass. And it has to be, you have to have the ability to never give up on your dream and keep moving forward. My next steps are going to be a little bit more refined.
Well, Pete, we got to cut you off, Pete. We're out of time. There's the music. How can we reach you? How can we reach Pete? Rita?
832.
Well, we are going to be listening. We're going to be listing him on the website so that people can be able to go ahead and grab his email or his phone number and get in touch.
Oh, great. Awesome. Invent America. Great. All right, Pete, thank you so much for being
our
guest.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to have to step away right quick right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. This is the Invent America Show with Miss Rita Crompton. We're going to both be back with another guest, another topic. Yay! Y'all stay with us here.